I think some of the great vision that Theaster brought to the table, also the synergy and energy of Mayor Karen Freeman Wilson, those two individuals coming together and really thinking differently about what can we do to help reignite and make Gary a place where folks want to continue to come, where businesses can begin to thrive, and you start to bring a bit of the local flavor and local feel for what's going to happen in the community. And the opportunities of the Night City Challenges came about, which was really about how can we create an incubator type program that's going to support economic development in the city. Along with that was the Bloomberg Philanthropy's public art challenge was how can we, you know, infuse money into a community and help them do something that they probably wouldn't think to maybe pay for or have the money or funding to do something different, which the public art challenge, which really was a part of that. Hence the birth of Art House, a Social Kitchen. It's truly a place for culture, art, food, and we even say fun for the community to come together. It's a gathering place. It's a place where you can taste different kind of foods that may be happening with different vendors in the community. It really is a place to showcase art in a various forms that could be happening in the community. And so it really is this incredible idea of food, art, coming together and using a space to create kind of public art pieces that are displayed not only on the outside of the building, but on the inside of the building.
Now, the building itself is very impressive, especially at night with the lighting that's set up out there. I have not seen it personally, but I have seen photos of what it looks like at night. And when you go to our website, when you check out Regionally Speaking podcast later, you'll see a picture, the daytime picture, unfortunately, of what the Art House looks like. The nighttime picture is just as impressive, if not more so, because it's a building that will capture the imagination. You can think all kinds of things about that building just by driving by at night when the lights are all on. The idea for the building itself is obviously it's a combination of services. It's the art gallery. It's the culinary incubator, which is something that's very important in its own right. And you say that's kind of been able to help grow over the last couple of years or so. And then this community meeting space. It's in an unusual spot, at least for any other meeting space other than sports events. And the reason I say that is because it's right across the street on Fifth Street from the U.S. Steel Yard, which is, of course, where the Railcats play baseball. So you see this big baseball stadium on one side and see this little very flashy-looking building almost like made out of aluminum foil on the other side of the street. When the designs were put together to create this building, did they have that in mind to have some facility that would contrast with the brickiness and the starkness of the baseball stadium?
Oh, absolutely. I think it was this idea of there are tons of people that are coming to Railcat Stadium, participating in games and enjoying their time there. What else can we continue to keep to attract and keep them there? And so when I first started with the program, you would see people come to the baseball games and they would walk on by. Now when they come to the games, they actually stop, they look, they're taking pictures. And again, it's that infusion of this public art piece, these lanterns. They're solar lanterns. They light up when the sun is shining really bright, and in the evening time, they'll light up at nighttime. They really create such a twinkle and a sparkle to, I think, the downtown area, and it just draws people's attention into what the space is.
Arlene, take us through the components of the entire project, starting out first with the culinary program, since we seem to know it first, and it's become predominantly that of this culinary incubator, which is only a very small part of this entire culinary program. Tell us about that.
Oh, so what they wanted to do, the Culinary Business Incubator Program, is really designed to work with individuals who have that culinary artistic ability to be able to cook food. They may have a really great product that maybe they've been cooking out of their home, but really want to expand and grow their product development. So the Culinary Business Incubator Program, which our first class, which was in March of this year, we had 24 participants who came, on Saturdays, 4 hours worth of classroom training and instruction, were supported by Food Hero Program, Arts and Public Life with the University of Chicago, just learning about what does it take to take what may be my idea around culinary art and actually really hone in the business aspects of it. They use business model canvassing as a kind of core component to the training to really kind of teach people, how can you take that business plan, which may be this written document, but really to visualize how did that affect your customers? How did it affect the products that you have? So we had 24 absolutely incredible individuals who came out and have really kind of grown and developed in terms of their business abilities. Prime example would be California Jones, a group, individual, husband and wife team, have a catering business. They came in, took the Culinary Business Incubator class. We then were able to partner with them and a local youth program, City Life Center there in Gary, Indiana. And during the summer, we're able to provide breakfast and lunch, hot breakfast and hot lunches every day during the summer time for these individuals. So this allowed California Jones, which is a new business, really starting out, to be able to come in and utilize this full commercial kitchen, which there's over 3,000 square feet of commercial kitchen space available for a culinary artist to come in and be able to kind of, again, work on the product and help them to mass produce the product that they're working with. And to be able to see that in action is truly, I think, the power of what Art House has to available to a budding culinary entrepreneur.
Are they finding, and did they find when they went through their courses set up there at the Culinary Incubator, that there's quite a difference between having a great idea and then crafting a business plan so you can turn that great idea into a business and then actually following through and getting to work with actual equipment? Or maybe before you might have just kind of tinkered around in the kitchen with an idea and you've got to push it that next extra step to make it actually an idea that is saleable.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it helps them to really think about the type of products. Maybe they had a menu that had 10 items on it. No, we're going to actually change it to 5 because they've really figured out how to maybe mass produce or take those 5 items and really make them their signature products. And so that's been one of the great things about seeing the evolution of coming in, taking classes, but now you're really honing on your business, honing on your customers, and being able to really identify how can I make myself unique. And then eventually, the goal is always that they start in that culinary kitchen there at Art House, and eventually maybe they get a food truck, and then maybe eventually they get a brick and mortar. Again, being able to establish some of that economic development that's needed there in the city.
Now tell us, Arlene, where the social kitchen fits into all of this. Now, we've talked about the culinary incubator, so we get people that are interested in taking an idea for a great culinary idea and turning it into an actual business, or seeing certainly through the process whether it's going to work or not. Where does the social kitchen fit into things now?
It comes in as now we have a place for people to gather, and when we can gather around food, that makes it even better. And so we have programs in our culinary and arts exploration program. These are programs that are culinary based or they could be art based, and we host them there at Art House free of charge, invite the entire public to come out and participate in those programs, and it really becomes this social place where folks can come and gather, talk, meet, and greet. So we've had programs from a senior seasons blues show where we had a blues show just for senior citizens in the community. We had a cupcake wars where it was about families coming out and battling and tasting different kind of cupcakes that we've had. We've had a meal prep series where we had a young woman with Enjoy Eats come in and really talk about how do you help families to prepare healthy meals in the busy times that we have. We've had J-Rock's Gourmet Popcorn, a 12-year-old entrepreneur coming in and talking about what does it take for me as a 12-year-old to create a business around food and being able to teach that skill to other people in the community. So we've had more than 60 different culinary and art exploration programs since November of last year that have been there at the Art House in our social kitchen area.
Wow.
And we've had more than 1,000 individuals that have come into the building and participated in one of those programs. So that right there is that catalyst of what Art House is in terms of bringing culture, art, and food and people to gather socially and to get to know who your neighbors are and what's happening in the community.
When the idea of Art House was created, obviously you've got the kitchen idea, which was something that was very important because the city of Gary had the opportunity to, I think, here to turn something into a good opportunity to create businesses, which the city needs and still mm-hmm. always will need, I suppose. Mm-hmm. But then you've got this art gallery concept too. There aren't many ideas that kind of blossom into putting food and art together into one facility here. What kind of response have you gotten with just the art gallery alone now?
With just the art gallery, I think we are really exploring a lot more opportunities around the art. There are tons of people who have photographs of the city of Gary and its heyday. There are visual artists who are out there, young people who are artists in the local schools. We're really trying to bring those folks into the fold to really start to showcase them. And probably one of our up-and-coming events that we're having is our Gospel Mosaic, where we're going to bring in local artists to come in and do some painting. And during that time of painting, we'll also bring in artists to perform gospel music, but a variety from a quartet to a choir to an individual, but to really be able to feature a variety of different folks. Again, it's that bringing together of all these kind of different kind of people and individuals and displays of art, but having a place and a venue for that to happen there in the city of Gary.
In the last 2.5 years since Theaster Gates' vision for Art House blossomed into the request to create the application for the grant from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, that in turn, of course, led to receiving the first City of Gary City's Challenges grant. What kind of recognition or at least interest have you gotten from outside Gary about this particular project? And that I understand that some of that interest comes not only in other communities interested in it, but also the media, too.
I definitely think we've had some interest out of Indianapolis with Centric Innovations doing some business workshops there we have at Art House. We've worked very wonderfully with Work One, the City of Gary, and employment opportunities. Currently, right now at Art House, we have an incredible retail fundamentals class that's happening with individuals in the community to teach them about the retail trade and get training and certification in that particular area. A lot of interest from just across the board, Chicago, all over the place, that want to come in and be able to provide additional workshops or supports to really help the community to grow.
And I understand one of the most recent articles that's come out online, and I guess it's in a trade magazine. It's called Curbed. It's a magazine that's put out for urban planners. Mm-hmm. And it's a national magazine, but the idea is that they like to look at different projects all across the country. The City of Gary was prominently displayed in one of the recent online articles, not only about the City of Gary's problems and how they've come through working them out, but also, too, talking about Art House. How does Art House fit into all of this from Curb's standpoint?
I think with Art House, we are one of those catalysts in terms of when you're thinking about planning for a city or planning for development in a city, you have to think about public art and think about it in a different kind of way as a draw to bring people into the community. You have to think about culinary arts and how are you going to, you know, when people come, they want to be able to eat. And so how are you going to make sure that you have a variety of places and venues and food options for folks that want to come into your community. And I really think Art House has just been one of those catalysts. There are probably at least 3 new restaurants in the city of Gary that are now very popular and people know that they can come and participate in those places there. So it's been amazing to just see this new venue and this new space really blossom, and we're just one part of all the things that can and should be happening in the city of Gary.
Now, if anybody would like to know more about Art House, what's the website address so people can check it out and find out more about, if, especially if they want to be involved in either the Culinary Incubator or some of the other programs?
It is arthousegary.com. Again, arthousegary.com.